we're going to take a look at the long-term Iowa State University research, looking at yield responses at different soil test levels, which helped develop their recommendations. And their recommendations are different than many of the recommendations you might find commercially. These are really good research-based recommendations, and we're going to kind of cover those and then put into practice. And we're going to actually look at soil tests at times, and we're going to say, hey, how do we calculate what rate we can use? And then we're going to talk about the odds at different soil test levels. Can we skip? Can we cut back? Those types of things. Because to me, it doesn't make sense just to cut across the board and not put as much fertilizer on a field. The answer is better to target the areas that are going to respond and maybe skip the areas that aren't going to respond, particularly in the short run. But we also have long-term effects that come with that, too.